This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Dylan Ring. Conservative speaker and technology editor for Breitbart News, Milo Yiannopoulos, is coming to Cal Poly on January 31st, and the name of his tour is, and I quote, the Dangerous Faggot Tour. Cal Poly College Republicans President Catherine Rueckert says club officials asked Yiannopoulos to come to Cal Poly. At Yiannopoulos events, he talks about current events in politics as well as controversial topics on college campuses.
One of the similarities between Islam and feminism, by the way, is that neither is satisfied until you either conform or die. This is a very classic characteristic of authoritarian regimes.
Rueckert says she thinks Yiannopoulos will bring a new perspective to campus.
He's very entertaining. Personally, I think he's hilarious. Not everyone thinks he's hilarious, obviously. You know, he's an entertainer, he's a performer, he has different views than maybe the majority of campus.
Some Cal Poly students are worried about the visit, like Morgan G, who requested we use her last initial. She's the communication vice president of the Cal Poly Queer Student Union. Morgan says Yiannopoulos is not someone she wants influencing others on campus.
He will generalize Muslims. He would say very insensitive things about lesbian-identified people. He would be very transphobic in his speeches. And like just recently during the tour that he's bringing to this campus, he had attacked the trans students.
And when Morgan says attacks, she's referring to Yiannopoulos' visit to the University of Wisconsin at Milwaukee, where a trans student became the topic of discussion.
Do you know about Justine Kramer? Have any of you come into contact with this person? Quote-unquote non-binary trans woman forced his way into the women's locker rooms this year? Who knows about this story? Any of you?
Morgan says that Cal Poly's Queer Student Union doesn't want to silence Yiannopoulos, but rather to educate those who don't know who he is and what he stands for. This isn't the first time a speaker has caused controversy on campus. In 2009, author and sustainable food advocate Michael Pollan was scheduled to speak alone at Cal Poly. That was until Harris Ranch Beef chairman David Wood sent an email to the previous Cal Poly president Warren Baker. In the email, Wood expressed his disapproval of Pollan while also saying he was considering withdrawing a $500,000 donation for a campus meat processing facility. Administration later changed the event to a panel discussion, including other representatives from conventional agriculture. Cal Poly said they wanted to represent alternate perspectives. Cal Poly Director of Media Relations Matt Lazier says this is no longer the case at Cal Poly. Because the university is under a different administration now, Lazier says Cal Poly will not promote censorship in any form and cannot speak on behalf of the past administration. On Wednesday, Cal Poly President Jeffrey Armstrong sent an email out to all students addressing concerns over Yiannopoulos, saying, quote, "The real danger is not the expression of controversial voices. It is censorship and the restriction of free speech." Morgan says she's unhappy with how the administration is handling Yiannopoulos' visit. Referring to Cal Poly administration's response, one part of the statement reads, quote, "Cal Poly's campus is an open environment where opinions, ideas, and thoughts are freely shared, even those that I and others may find distasteful and offensive."
It felt like a cop-out, honestly. I feel the way that administration is handling everything that's been happening on this campus hasn't been very proactive. They will say things that'll probably help people calm down, that, oh, if we send this, then it'll just blow over and people will forget about it, but in the end, nothing changes.
The club currently has no plans to protest, but there will be a protest outside of the event held by the group San Luis Obispo Anti-Racist Action. Cal Poly College Republicans President Rueckert says there will be a question and answer time during the event, a usual component of Yiannopoulos' tour.
I mean, that's what we're doing. We're providing a platform for people who don't know him, or people who do, or people who maybe dislike him, to come and see what he has to say and hear it for themselves, and then also to question it. They can ask questions. That's why there's a Q&A period.
The University of California, Santa Barbara canceled his tour due to scheduling conflicts with Yiannopoulos' staff. But in Davis, his scheduled visit was canceled due to threats of violence by protesters. And at the University of Washington, a shooting took place at a protest against the event. This week, a Yiannopoulos tour stop was canceled at UCLA. Bruin Republicans said in a statement, quote, "They were unable to accommodate the long list of requirements set forth by Milo." The event is currently sold out. Yiannopoulos is set to visit UC Berkeley on February 1st. Reporting from San Luis Obispo, I'm Dylan Ring, KCBX Central Coast Public Radio.